Okay, so we'll always begin by straightening up and settling into our posture. And bring your attention to your body. You can focus on your entire body all at once, sort of zoom out and look at the big picture. Or you can let your attention move around within your body. And you're looking for rest, so places where you're feeling relaxed, places where you can't really detect any sensations. Or if you happen to be not feeling any emotions at this time, you can also note the emotional rest. And we're going to do this in a special way, which is called noting. So when you notice a relaxed or a restful sensation, throw your whole attention on it, soak into it, get to know it for a few seconds, and then relax your attention and let it be drawn again to the same or a different sensation of rest. Soak into it for a while, get to know it, relax your attention, and then notice again. So you're getting into this rhythm of notice, soak, let go. Notice, soak, let go. Notice, soak. Let go. Having this rhythm will help you to keep focused. After a while, it will start doing itself. If you're not noticing any restful sensations, you can create them. You can tense up your muscles and relax and notice that relaxation as you relax them. Or you can notice that when you breathe in, your muscles contract in order to suck in the air. When you breathe out, you just relax your muscles. So there's always rest on the out breath. So try that for a few minutes. If all you have is the out breath or a tense and releasing, that's fine. You can do it over and over and over. Or you can move around to different sensations. Note rest. So, as you notice, soak in and release your attention. If you want to, you can also say a label. Just when you notice a restful sensation, you can say the word rest. You can say it quietly to yourself, or since you're all muted, you can say it out loud. And this can help initially when you're learning concentration and any time when you're finding it hard to concentrate, to use that label, rest. 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 If you find your mind wandering, getting distracted by sounds or active sensations, that's okay. That means that your brain works, so you can be glad about that. That's what it evolved to do. But when you notice that, gently bring your attention back to your body and start again. Each time you bring your attention back, it's like doing a rep at the gym. That makes your concentration stronger. And if you do that without judging yourself, or in fact being pleased with yourself for having noticed, then you're working on your equanimity. So as often as you have to start over, bring your attention back and feel rest. If you're having trouble finding rest, then that's okay. It may be that there's not a lot going on in your body that's restful right now. But there is always a little bit. There's always the out-breath. Or if you like tensing and releasing your muscles, you can do that as often as you need to. If it seems like just a tiny little bit of rest, remember that that's subtle is important. Subtle is significant. By focusing on something subtle, you are strengthening your sensory clarity skill. If you find yourself feeling sleepy, straighten up your spine again. Open your eyes and let some light into your brain. Try speaking your labels out loud. It's harder to fall asleep when you're talking. Rest. Rest. Once again, take a breath and feel the relaxation on the out-breath. If you need to chill out a little bit, that's one place you can start and instantly get a little relaxation. Just one or two breaths. Breathe in and rest. Perfect for micro hits. In a moment, we're going to be switching gears, but keep on with your meditation. Try and maintain that momentum as we move into a new technique. We're going to be moving into feel good. And this is a technique in which we're going to find or intentionally cultivate positive emotion. And we're going to be focusing again in the body, positive emotion in the body. For example, if you feel loved, you might feel warmth in your chest. If you're amused, you might laugh. These are feel good sensations, feeling positive emotions in the body. And there are a number of ways to do that, and I'll talk you through them. So, in this technique, bring your attention to your body, just like you did before. And first of all, check and see if there is already any positive emotion. You might find that you feel good because of having done the rest, feel rest. You might have a sense of peace or relief. If you can notice that, that's great. Just throw your attention into that sensation and enjoy it. You don't have to label it and you don't have to let go of it. When we're doing feel good, if there's any positive emotion, just enjoy it and soak into it for as long as it stays there. If there isn't any positive emotion that you are aware of at this moment, there are ways to create it. First way would be to use your thoughts, visual and auditory thoughts. Think of something that makes you feel good. I like to think of my cat sitting on my lap. It can be a favorite place or music, anything that makes you feel good. Bring that to mind and then notice where it feels good. You're triggering a positive sensation using your thoughts. And when you notice that positive sensation, you can let go of the thoughts and just focus on that feel good in your body as long as it stays there. And when it fades away, just bring back whatever it was you were thinking about to bring back the emotion. It might stay for a short time. It might stay for the next 20 minutes. Doesn't matter. Keep on triggering that emotion. And as soon as it's triggered, then let go of the thoughts and soak into the pleasant emotion. Notice where it is in your body and what it feels like, and what it feels like to feel good. Again, maybe subtle, maybe strong, it doesn't matter. Focusing on feel good emotionally in our body. Another way you can generate positive emotion is by smiling. It might feel a bit weird at first, but it's been shown that when you make a smile, it actually creates the chemicals of a positive emotion, makes you feel better. So you can try that. It can be a little smile. Sometimes when I'm just really pissed off and trying this and I think it feels really stupid, I make a big grin as big as I can and I feel so silly it makes me laugh. And then that's worked. And again, subtle is significant. If you're only able to detect the smallest little inkling of feeling good when you smile, that's enough. We are learning how to focus where we want to focus, and we want to focus on that little piece of happy feeling, even when there's a lot of other crap going on. Just for now, focus on feeling good, allowing the rest to be there without deciding to pay attention to it. That's your equanimity at work. Let it be in the background, all of the unpleasant stuff. Just for now, we're going to focus on however much feel good there is, even if it's a little bit. Another way you can generate a good feeling is by triggering it with something external. So you could open your eyes and look around. Maybe you can see your dogs sitting in the corner and they make you feel good. Or when you're doing this on your own, you could put on music that you like and allow that to trigger pleasant emotion, positive emotion. But remember, once you're noticing the emotion, you want to bring your attention back into your body and focus on that and enjoy the positive feeling. Feel good. Both of these techniques are great to do if you can find 10 or 15 minutes to just sit quietly and work with them and practice them and feel restful and feel good. And they're also great if you only have a few seconds, but you need a little hit of rest or feeling good. The more you practice this, the more you'll be able to access it on the spot. Eventually, you'll be able to just decide, I need to feel good right now. Your concentration will enable you to focus on whatever positive emotion is there. Your clarity will enable you to soak into it and enjoy it, even if it's just for a few seconds. And your equanimity will prevent whatever else is going on from interfering with that moment. So I'm about to ring the bell, but before you stop your meditation, just enjoy any pleasant emotional or physical sensations you've got going, and see if you can hang on to them a little bit in the background as we move into a Q&A period. So, any questions or comments, or does anyone want to report how that went for you? If anybody wants to say anything, if you're using a keyboard, you can press the space bar or else click the button to unmute yourself. Yes, Paula, let me unmute you. Okay.
Well, that meditation was right up my alley. I've got an attention span of a gnat. So I found, you know, just knowing that, no, this isn't going to be an hour, Paula. No, this is just for now. So I thought that for me, that was really helpful. So thank you.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that. Mm-hmm.
I actually really liked the making yourself smile technique. I felt really goofy at first, but then it started triggering all these memories of other times when I was laughing and smiling, and then that just kind of made it feel more natural, and it just kept going, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, nice. So even you were talking about before we started about finding it a little rough being in isolation, but you were able to contact some pleasantness there,
mm-hmm.
even despite that. Excellent. I wonder if anybody can think of opportunities when you might want to try one of these, maybe in the next few days. Think of what's coming up, all those exciting plans you've got for staying at home. And what are some times when you might remind yourself to just stop for 5 minutes and do feel rest or feel good? Any ideas?
Hey, Pez, there are times I think that there's just moments in the day when you realize kind of what's going on right now. And sometimes just negative emotions result, or a little bit of anxiety maybe. And that would be a good time to consider applying one of these techniques.
Right, so when you notice the unpleasant emotions coming up, it's a great time to counter it with creating some pleasant emotions also. It's good. And of course, we're not denying the unpleasant. We're not pushing it away or pretending it's not there. We're just balancing it out a little bit with some positive emotion also.
Yeah, because I'm thinking,
yes, Kristen.
I don't know where everybody else is, but here I'm in California, so we're kind of on pretty close to full lockdown. So I'm thinking when I go to the grocery store and see the line all the way around the store, because they only let 10 people in at a time and you all have to be 6 feet apart, just knowing that it'll be quick because it's not that many people, but it just looks so overwhelming that anxiety just automatically comes up. So both of these, I think, will be really good to kind of get some perspective going.
Excellent. Yeah, perfect. And you can do it on your way over to the store. You can do it while you're standing in line. Another thing you can do with the field. I'm sorry?
Do it while I'm searching for toilet paper.
Yes, exactly. Another thing you can do with the feel good is if you feel like you're getting a good, strong connection with positive emotion, you can turn it around and sort of send it out to other people. So send it out to those other people in line who are feeling just as anxious as you are.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, definitely.
Any other ideas? How about just when you get up in the morning? You know it's going to be a tough day, one way or another. So you can just do a little bit of feel good before you get started with the day. Set yourself up for a more positive approach. Or when you're in bed, if you're too stressed out, you're having trouble sleeping, do some feel rest. That can actually put you to sleep. And if it doesn't put you to sleep, at least you feel comfortable while you're lying awake in bed. So any other thoughts or questions? Oh, wait, I see someone's been sending a chat. Yeah, it's when I wake at 3 a.m., when I'm making lunch, and when I'm working in my garden. Perfect. Yep. You see, any time is a great time for micro hits. When you're working in your garden and you see, I've got some flowers coming up in my yard. You see this beautiful flower and it just makes you feel good for a minute. Just stop and focus on that for a little while and enjoy that. That's a micro hit right there. Lou says, did you say there was a donation button? Yes, I will put my website URL again. stillpointmeditation.weebly.com. Okay, we got half caps there, but never mind. That's my website, and on the front page, you'll find a donate button. And thank you for asking. And also, if you go to contact, you'll be able to sign up for the email list if you're not on it already. Okay, well, if there's no other questions or comments or reports. Oh, hello, Kat, by the way. I see you joined us. We can do some more meditation. This time I won't guide you. We'll just be silent. And you can do whichever of these you enjoy, or if you have your own technique that you prefer, you can do that. When we meet in person here in Flagstaff, I suggest that people can do walking meditation during the second sit. So if you feel like you want to walk around while you do your technique, then you're welcome to do that. It's 20 minutes to 8. I will ring the bell again In about 15, 17 minutes. So if you do want to walk, just keep an eye on the time. And those who need to go, I know some of you can't stay all night. Feel free to leave whenever you need to, and thank you for joining us. We'll be doing this every Thursday. Same bat time.